from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Cheer.
Man, it was a lovely drive in here this morning.
Why? What was so great about it?
I was listening to music, and it wasn't Led Zeppelin. That's what made it so good this morning, man. Woo, yeah.
How can you not like, we're going, you know, a lot of people say, what are you guys talking about Led Zeppelin for? I was trying to prove that you have no taste in music, and I think I succeeded by proving to the world that you do not like Led Zeppelin. That is
nope,
ridiculous.
Can't stand it.
All right. That's
hey, man, this is way to move.
Sorry. That was a gremlin. Oh, yeah, gremlin, Robert Plant, same thing.
No, you're crazy. Hey.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me if I had a good weekend.
Did you have a good weekend?
No.
Why not?
I had a crappy weekend.
Why?
But it doesn't matter, because I think I listened to our shows. I actually myself went to martinsunder.com. Great website, by the way. I don't know if you have ever been there.
Don't go there. If you're listening, do not go to martinsunder.com.
And see, what he's doing is giving you a sample of the law, because as soon as the law says thou shalt not, it's going to make you want to do it even more.
Yeah. All right,
that's
what,
our secret strategy.
What? I mean, you listen to Zender Sheridan, so what?
Well, that thing we did
is
about...
Is that why your weekend wasn't very good?
No, it's why it doesn't matter if it was good or not, because we're transported into the kingdom of the son of his love.
Nice.
And that thing that is so good that we're rescued out of the jurisdiction of darkness. And to hear that over again,
yeah.
And really, this stuff bears repeating, that we have that sheen around us of God's
love. I don't even know what
God's
a sheen
love.
Is,
a
but
sheen,
I'll go with
that's
it.
That's an unscriptural word.
Okay.
Okay, but a sheen.
I like the atmosphere better, an atmosphere of God's love.
Well, that's
love.
An unscriptural word, too. No, wait a minute, that word is in the scripture.
It is. Genesis 1. Got a problem with it?
Not now.
All right.
But a sheen is, you remember, if Satan is a millimeter from your face, God is a half a millimeter away, and Satan cannot penetrate your world, and it goes where you go, and that is such a great truth.
It is.
It's like being your own son. You know that someday we're going to have new bodies. In your case, I thank God. But someday we're going to have new bodies. They're going to be their own power sources. You remember Paul says that the stars, he looked up, consider the stars of the heaven. Thus also is the resurrection.
Yeah.
You know, my wife before has looked up in the heaven and said, why would I want to go up there? It's cold and it's dark. But the stars have their own energy source. I mean, when our bodies are changed, we're going to have the life of Christ, and it's going to be a constant power source of warmth, of ability, of I mean, I'm getting, you know,
yeah.
I can't really quote scripture here, but I'm thinking of the example of the stars and the sun and the idea that we're going to be self-sufficiently alive.
Yes.
That's just startling to me. I mean, nothing's going to be cold. Nothing's going to be dark at that point.
You know what's wonderful about that is that each company of God's redeemed are going to share different spheres of glory, too. It says, star differs from another star in glory, so also is the resurrection of the dead. There's various glories. There's degrees of glory for certain companies of God's redeemed. When Paul saw the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus, he saw him as a bright light. He was glorious. And you and I are going to match that in the resurrection.
I like that.
And Israel are going to see him as he was when he left in Acts 1. They didn't see him shiny and glorious.
Right.
So each in the resurrection, there are various degrees of glory depending on what is your allotment in the coming eons.
In fact, that's why the clouds descended. You remember the clouds came to cover him as he was taken up in the heavens at the
mm-hmm.
Mount of Olives, the clouds to... They weren't supposed to see him,
yes.
I don't think, in that state yet.
Yes.
And yet the Apostle Paul, who was Saul at that time, he saw him in this glorified state like the noonday sun. And there's the analogy again of a celestial sphere. Isn't that interesting?
And only Paul mentions celestial bodies because our bodies are going to be suited to where we're going to be in the coming eons. Only the members of the body of Christ have a allotment in the celestial realms where Christ now is. Our bodies are going to be suited to that sphere of glory, just like the Israelites, the Jewish people, are going to have bodies suited to their sphere of glory.
You know what you're doing? You're taking theological, complex theological issues, and you're making them practical.
Yeah.
And I think they are. They are as practical as that
mm-hmm.
the Israelites are going to be a kingdom of priesthood on the earth. And on the earth, why would their bodies need to be radically changed if they're on the earth?
That's right.
But yet we have an allotment among the celestials, and it's very hard to go into the celestial realm. Man has done it, but you have to pack yourself into a tin can.
Yeah.
You have to take the air with you that you had on earth. You have to duplicate the things that we need to survive here.
Yep.
It's a big hassle.
It is.
Apollo was a big hassle.
Yeah.
Wonderful mission.
Nice.
You know, so we
a
went
successful
to
failure.
So we went into space in a tin can, whoop-de-doo, you know?
Right.
And you can only live for so long, and if you watch Apollo 13, they only have so much air, so much power, and you gotta hurry up and get back. That's because we're not in this present state, we're not meant to be in that realm.
No.
And that's why our bodies have to be changed.
And it's interesting, we talked about this before, the difference between the new birth, being born again, and justification. The new birth is for a terrestrial realm, and a new creation is for a celestial realm. And that's distinguishing, that's rightly or correctly cutting the word of truth. We are not born again today. The new birth is not what God is doing today. We're a new creation.
What about the red letters?
The red letters aren't for us, man.
What?
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
The new birth is for Israel, and people today are trying to simulate the new birth. It doesn't work. We're a new creation in Christ. One day our bodies will catch up with our position.
A
believer today is a schizophrenic.
How so?
He is seated with Christ in the celestials, and at the same time he's trapped in these bodies.
That's why I feel sorry for Paul going to the third heaven and coming back.
Oh, man. Can
that would have ticked me off.
Yeah.
I got to come back. And you hear people say that with these so-called near-death experiences.
Yeah.
They get close to the light. I'm going to the light. I'm not saying that's scriptural.
That's kind of like a mosquito to those zappers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they had to come back.
They can come back.
Yeah. What?
Just continue.
What do you mean?
You got me derailed.
Sorry.
It's Monday morning, having my coffee.
Well, look at our Lord's body. Look at our Lord's body.
Duke, get the coffee ready.
You ordering Duke around like that?
He's only 6'8", 320.
Yeah.
I can take him.
You can take Duke. All right, that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
We will sell tickets to that.
Yeah.
All right, but listen to me, what I'm telling you about Jesus' body. As you know, okay, he had a terrestrial body, and
yes,
he showed up after he died, which
yep,
was really great, really pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll be walking around after you had died.
Yeah.
And he appears to them in the upper room. This is before the upper room, but he appears to the disciples. He comes through the wall. Does he not?
Yeah.
Come through the wall.
Yes.
It was no problem to his body.
No.
And he said, touch me, I'm flesh and bone,
mm-hmm,
not flesh and blood. And interesting that blood will not belong to those saints in Israel. They will not have blood. I correct?
In resurrection, no.
In resurrection, there is no blood.
Flesh and blood
cannot inherit the kingdom of God, flesh and blood.
Cannot enjoy the allotment of God's kingdom.
Because blood is, are you going to give us a teaching on blood?
Well, the soul of all flesh is in the blood. The blood's the power of your life right now. And quite frankly, that's why we die, because we have blood poisoning. We're mortal. And in the resurrection, spirit will be the power of the resurrection body. Spirit will be its power, not blood. And when Christ died, he gave up his soul. He died, he shed his blood. And when he rose again, a spirit is not flesh and bone, as you see me have.
And it's interesting that God arranged for that soldier to pierce his side,
yep,
with the lance head so that the blood and the water would come out. And at that point, his body was drained of blood, because blood is the corrupting influence,
yep,
in the body, even though it sustains our life. But if you lose a lot of it, you're going to die,
yeah,
except in resurrection life. But I'm saying that if Christ had that kind of power, that walking through walls didn't bother him in the terrestrial form of a resurrected body, what are our bodies going to be? I mean, do we have, besides the stars and the sun, do we have any indication of this amazing body we're going to have? I mean, is there more?
The closest thing I can say is, I always liken it to, we're going to be like Christ as Paul saw him.
Yeah.
Brighter above the sun, the noonday sun. And that is his celestial glory. That was suited to celestial realms. And it's interesting, the apostles only knew Christ after the flesh. Paul knew him after the spirit. He knew him in resurrection. The 12 begin with his ministry on, when they preached,
mm-hmm,
Peter and them, they began with his life on earth up until his resurrection. Paul begins with the ascension.
Yeah, that's good.
Different, and it shows you the difference in their ministries too. Paul's ministry is Christ Jesus. In Paul's letters, he talks about Christ Jesus. Peter talks about Jesus Christ. You see the difference?
Yeah, Paul's the only one that mentions Christ Jesus. And
Paul,
Christ,
apostle of Christ Jesus.
Right. And going back to the bodies, you know, somebody talked me out of the snatching away. We've talked about the so-called rapture, the snatching away of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And I've been pointed into the book of Revelation, and people have said to me, Martin, we're not going to escape the day of indignation. Look, there's 144,000 right here that are going through the day of indignation. They're sealed. We're not going to escape this. We're going through it. And not until I understood the distinction between the body of Christ and Israel did I realize how practical the snatching away was.
You think maybe we should spend a couple days on this topic?
At least a couple minutes.
Yeah, I think we should. And there, just to give people some ideas, there is a difference. Israel is not the church, and the church is not Israel. And this topic, and to use the language that everyone probably listening to us understands, dispensational truth, is not a matter of a line of interpretation of Scripture. Dispensational truth has to do with the character of God. If God is all through with Israel and the church has replaced Israel, you and I cannot believe anything God says. See, this has to do with the character of God. This is not just a line of teaching. This has to do with the character of God, that God says what he means what he says. When he says earth, he means earth. When he means says New Jerusalem, he means New Jerusalem. When he means heaven, he means heaven.
But when you just said dispensational truth, though, remember I got on you about this a couple weeks ago, that you're just a bunch of people are going, what's dispensational
truth? Well, we got to get into that.
That sounds so theological.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I use it, again, because most of the versions have the word dispensation.
But it is so easy to understand. Dispensational, you know?
Yeah.
That's five syllables, and you know I don't like anything over three syllables. That's
well, how about administration?
Don't like that either. And I especially don't like dispensationalist, because that's six syllables. I'm out.
Okay, what do you want to do? How do you want to approach this?
You know what I want to do? How do I want to approach this?
Yes.
Okay, we have like 1 minute left
in
this broadcast. I can sit here and not say anything.
You can say less than five syllables in less than a minute. Let's go. Come on.
I could do it in 15 seconds.
Shut up and say
it.
I'm
going to wait till there's 15 seconds left and show you how good I can do.
What are we going to do between now and then?
I don't know.
I'll play ping pong?
No, you can read quietly to yourself. I don't know. What do you do whatever you want?
I'm not listening to Led Zeppelin.
Or we could put
we'll need about
Led Zeppelin.
Three shows just to get through one song, for crying out loud.
Okay. Dispensation. You know what that is?
What?
To dispense. I look at the root words of these vast theological terms. Dispense, to give. To give. That which is given out. When you give something, you dispense it. An administration is, I got it written down right here. The arrangement of affairs. The administration is the arrangement, and the dispensation is what you give during the arrangement.
I got this.
Man, that's pure
genius.
How about
a system of things answering to the operations of his throne?
On that note, this show has
to end.
You know
who said that?
I can't.
Vladimir Gelesnov.
That's fantastic. Would you repeat that? You have time? You got like
the system of things answering to the operation of his throne.
Ladies and gentlemen, ponder on that.
I don't know what you just said.
But
it sounded smart.
It sounded very profound. I'm Martin Zender, and you can reach me at martinzender.com.
Dan Sheridan, you can find me at paulsevangel.com.
And by
go to my site, not his.
No, go to my site first, and you'll never go to his. By the grace of God, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, believe God.
No matter what the clergy tell you.